Monday night or the Aleph Iman, Chodesh Iman, Dvar Halacha, and Chavis Olvis tell them to go stand in the home now, all the conditions where you go, get the people leaving. Yotzei Anashim Yotzei Shemim Po, Telech Le'ulam, Telech Le, how do you say the hall? How do you say the hall? Closed door. Okay, so a little Hilchos Boyer for Yom Tov. I'm assuming people know the base of the big three halachas, Lagavi Boer on Shabbos, so they don't apply him. Yom Tov Boer essentially is mutter, Tzorech Ochel Nefesh, or Tzorech Hayom, also, even if it's not Ochel Nefesh Mamish, if it's a Sforim and the like, that you'll need that day, so it's mutter, and it has to be for that day. It can't be for the next day, but within the context of that day, it doesn't have to be mutter. And it doesn't have to be davka ochel mitoch psolos, and you could use a kli. The limitations are that it has to be the easiest way. If there's more food, you have to take out the food. If there's more psolos, you have to take out the psolos. You have to do it in the easiest possible way. It should be most things. It shouldn't been able to have been done on erev Yom Tov. If it could have been done easily without any loss of flavor or anything, which is usually not the case. Almost if you're peeling vegetables, peeling things, then usually you can't do it the day before. But if you could, then you need a shinui in your brandative. But assuming a thing, so let's say you're peeling, so you can use a cleat to peel, and it doesn't have to be loud, and it can be a peel that's made for peeling. It doesn't have to be loud. And again, it should be done in the easiest, but it has to be done for that day. So you could peel food using a specialized peeler. Okay. You could serve a salad with a perforated spoon and let the liquid drop out. Again, this is all on Yom Tov. You can't use a kli that's used for massive amounts of things that would be large scale. Like a sieve is assumed to be for large-scale things that would be normally used for after Yom Tov as well, so that you can't use. And that's it, all those types of things. And so Borah basically is mutter on Yom Tov with these limitations.
Does an Erev Tavshilin help Borah? If you want to do it on Erev Shabbos, which is gone.
Yeah. But we're having Yom Tov after Shabbos now, not before Shabbos.
Right, I understand that.
Yeah, okay, yes. We're learning that Chavis Alvo B'Shar HaKaniya. We're up to Perek Aleph. Where he always, in Perek Aleph, he usually defines the term that he's talking about in the Shar. Alvo HaKaniya, he shiflus ha-nefesh, a lowliness, so you would think it's what all the modern psychology says is very bad for a person, low self-esteem. But we'll see in the Chavis Halavos himself, in Perek Beis, he further defines it, and he explains that indeed, if that's all it is, that you feel shofel, that's very unhealthy. He calls it even sick, it's a mentally sick behavior. So he refines what he's talking about in Perek Aleph, but Perek Aleph is your basic definition. You can't deny that the definition of Kniya is shiflus ha-nefesh. Why that's healthy and mentally healthy, he explains in Perek Beis, and in what ways it would be mentally unhealthy, and in what ways it's mentally healthy, and mukhrach. His basic idea in the whole Shar is that he's talking vis-a-vis Hashem, and the shiflus ha-nefesh is the kniya, the fact that we have nothing of our own. We owe everything to Hashem. So instead, you could say those words, but if you really feel it, you feel nichna, and you feel humble, and you're standing like, Anochi tolas v'loish, David HaMelech says. B'sheichusa, it's lowliness, umiyut erko etzla. Again, that's what we would call low self-esteem. But again, it's vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have nothing of my own. I can take credit for nothing that I am, for nothing that I do, for nothing that I'm able to do. The midah mimidos ha-nefesh, it's a character trait. But v'chashet es yashev ba, if you internalize it, if you really have it, and again, Chavis Lovis always talks under pristine laboratory conditions, extreme conditions. It's a lifetime of avoda, most of the shorim, maybe all of the shorim. But when you really have it, then yeiro'u oso seho al ha'evarim. It manifests itself in your outward behavior also. Mehem haloshon haraka, you speak softly. Ha'akol hanomuch. Raka means the way you verbalize things is raka. Kol nomuch is speak softly. V'anova be'es hakas, which is, you know, even if you're angry, whenever you're allowed to get angry, but you know you're humbled, you're not overbearing, and yeah. Umiyot hanakoma achar hayecholas aleha. Even if you're able to take nakoma, but you don't feel worthy of taking nakoma. And he says a very nice story. Kashenemer alechad hamalachim, you know, so it doesn't. There's a lot of stories are apocryphal, probably. She'omai l'mishin is chayev etzlo. Someone was morid the melech, and he was due for a punishment. Lacher sheviu hashot, after they brought the makel, let's call it the whip, or the makel, or whatever. He says, and there's a very beautiful sentence. Chay Hashem. Lulei cheskas kasi alecha, if I wasn't so angry, I would take revenge, meaning I would punish you for your merida b'malchus. But since I'm angry, so he didn't, and to act upon anger and to punish someone is the opposite of kniya. It's saying that, right, when you get angry and you punish someone, I once talked about it on Shabbos, that anger is because you're usually anger. Wait, when you get angry, what is anger? Anger is when your rotzon is not being fulfilled. So then you get angry because you're being crossed. So the Melech says a very beautiful sentence. If I wouldn't be so angry, I would punish you. So the Melech meant to say, because he's angry, he doesn't want to carry out the punishment in anger, not because of the need of anger, but because it's a stira to kniya, because then you feel like, you know, I have to punish this person because he crossed me, he was more than me. So we're not going to get into now if Melech Shemachal told him for the Mochel, not for the Mochel, doesn't say it was a Melech Yisrael, right? Remember the Chavis HaLodos, and the Hagdomah says you can bring Raya's from Goyim. And it said that the Melech explained himself. And any makir olon, shehu gadol kol kach, I can't imagine that the person that sinned so much, at shebekocho litchos mimeni aso anova, ulahavi osi lidei nekoma, that it would break through my avoda atzmis to be an onov and not to get angry. Now again, sometimes you have to punish someone, right? But apparently the Melech was talking about taking it personally, which most Melechim do, and most people in positions of authority. Someone crosses them, so it's like, you crossed me, you went against my will, and they take it personally. And the Melech has to objectively punish someone, so either you have to do that, but yeah, it has to be impersonal. And he's talking now personal, if it is personal. And that's, again, we don't think of this, we don't think of another this way usually. But someone who's a shuffle doesn't feel worthy of doing this. And I'm explaining why, because as I explained, the kas is because you crossed me. And that means that's a big avla. Not only what you did is an avla, but you went against me. And that makes a person angry, and that's a stira to what he's to the midah of kniyah, which he'll explain much more. This is just the very beginning. This is Perek Aleph. Okay, we'll stop here.